Yeah, welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. This is unusual that I'm doing a live episode here on a Wednesday afternoon, but figured I would go ahead and get this one in and see what type of love we get for that. And I got a very special guest joining me today. It's going to be Mel from the Man Down Sports Podcast. So definitely looking forward to getting into some hoops talk with him. But before we do that, you know what time it is.
If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio-only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait.
All right. So as I said, Man Down Mel. So with no further ado, let's get it. Go ahead and move to the next one. And that is Draymond Green. And this guy is something else, right? So obviously we know Draymond Green has a podcast, The Draymond Green Show, and that's on the Volume Podcast Network. And he tends to have a lot of interesting things to say. In his most recent episode, he had his longtime teammate Klay Thompson on there. And he made some comments that both made me and Mel kind of confused on where he was going or what he was trying to say. So let's go ahead and we're going to listen to that, and then we'll come back and we'll share our thoughts on it.
I think for me personally, when these things happen, like, the thing that I think about the most is you and Steph. It's like, fuck, I can't help those guys. Like, I can't be out there with them. Like, that's all I care to do. You know, it's like, be out there with you guys, set screens, defend, find you guys to, like, with great passes to get y'all shots. But more importantly, just be out there with my brothers, like competing with the guys that I've competed with my entire NBA career for the last 12 years, won championships with. And I'm a work in progress and continuing to better myself.
Yep.
But I appreciate you and Steph, you know, for always sticking with me, being right by my side no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
That brotherhood I don't take for granted at all.
All right. So this was kind of a long segment on his podcast. And basically, I didn't want to play the whole thing because it would probably take about 6 or 7 minutes. But the point was, this was him. And he said to Klay, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to give me a brutally honest answer. Be brutally honest with me. I've never asked this question before. So he says, you know, when I get suspended or these things happen, how does that make you feel? And Klay Thompson was like, you know, we kind of understand that that's you and you play with a lot of heart and you're the heart and soul of this team. But he says that it's tough on us because he says that it's tough. What's up, G? Nice to see you in here, man. Yeah, Kyrie is a terror. You missed that segment, bro. But anyway, Klay says it's tough on us because, you know, we know that it kind of puts a little bit more wind in the sails of the opposite team, and we don't have everything that we have when you're not on the floor. And so obviously you heard Draymond's commentary, and I was real, when I heard that, I was like, appreciate you, Sneed, appreciate you. So yeah, when I heard that, I was like, man, what is wrong with this dude? If you're so concerned about what it is when you're not on the floor and how that hurts your team and how you can't help your guys and this, that, and the third, why do you keep doing this stuff? You know, there's the old saying, and Mandal knows this, Mel knows this, obviously you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So you're, what, 12 years into your career in the league, and you're talking about, well, I'm still trying to work on myself and I'm still trying to get better. And okay, kudos to you, because I guess theoretically at any age you can continue to improve, but you keep doing the same stuff, which is why, like, I really don't get it. You keep doing the same stuff, but then you come out here on your show and you kicking this nonsense. Nobody believes you, Draymond. Nobody believes you. Like, well, the best indicator of real regret is a change in behavior. Am I right, Mel?
100%
Yeah, you just out here talking it. Nobody believes you because in about a couple weeks or a month, you're going to do something else stupid if your team is still playing, and you're probably going to cost them a game or you're going to cost them a series or worse. You've already caused the Golden State Warriors a championship with your I'm not going to say that, with your behavior. You know what I'm saying? I mean, real talk. I mean, don't get me wrong. We know that the league blessed LeBron and the Cavs in 2016, but at the same time, two things can be true. If you weren't acting like an idiot, right? If you hadn't gotten all those texts racked up, you couldn't have gotten suspended when that finally happened. So it's just ridiculous, and it's real irritating to hear you go on the show and you try to, you know, you try to talk the good talk and make people believe that what you're saying actually makes sense. Mel, go ahead, man.
So this is my first thoughts, right, as soon as I seen it. So his last suspension was, or his last incident was what, months ago, a month, maybe 2 months or something like that. And
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And you really want us to believe that the conversation you had with Steph or Clay about you being kicked out so many times and them needing you and you missing games because you can't control your emotions has never been discussed until great you point. Invited Clay on the podcast. Great and point. Right. And even if it's true that you haven't discussed any of this with Steph and Clay, why the hell is that for public consumption? Why bring him on a podcast to throw him on the spot to ask him that? And then when you heard Clay responding with his answer, he took a while before he actually said what he said. He didn't look at Draymond while he was talking. He was looking down most of the time, and he wasn't confident in what he was saying. Some people might take that as he was emotional with it because it was his brother, but I really looked at it like, man, I'm just about to come out and say the most PC thing that, you know, everybody in the media has already said. They need Draymond, they need him, blah blah blah. I don't think he believed all that stuff, man. What he really wanted to say, he didn't say.
Yeah.
Right. I honestly believe it. But yeah, they all came in the league around the same time. They're close, you know, teammates or whatnot. But they gotta be tired of that BS. They gotta be.
Yeah. And I mean, think about, to your point, if Steve Kerr has gotten into it with Draymond and talked to him about it, and Bob Myers and the league and everybody, like, to your point, I hadn't even considered that angle. There's no way that him and Clay and Steph hadn't had these discussions already. And you're talking about, well, just be brutally honest with me because, you know, we've never had this. Like, come on, man.
I can't believe that active players are selling out for clicks on their podcast. I'm like, come on, man. I get if you retire and you're like, hey, I want to build this platform, and you sell out and be like, man, I'm like Jeff Teague. He's retired and he's telling funny stories, great stories. Yeah, we love to hear. But while you're an active player, I just don't understand why you're supposed to be sold out for your active team right now and your teammates. You can't be split between I'm 100% in on this team, but I'm also 100% in on building this platform. So I know I got to say things that's good for clicks. And that's what Draymond is doing. Like he's learned the content creation game. Mm-hmm. And he knows, oh man, he saved that juicy information for Clay coming on the podcast,
right?
Or he actually didn't, and they really did talk about it, but he still wanted to put it on the podcast for content. Either way, it's crazy.
Absolutely. Great point, G. Great point. And I think I heard someone else say, like, if Draymond played, you know, in the previous era, You think he's acting like this with an Anthony Mason or Charles Oakley or, you know, these guys and the Dale Davis and these guys? Come on, man. Karl Malone? Nah, he wouldn't.
However he acted at Michigan State is what I would have seen him acting like in an environment like the 90s. He would, whatever he did in Michigan State, that's the behavior he would have had in the 90s.
Well, I think he was a tough player at Michigan State, but I don't think he ever was a goon like this. Izzo wasn't
on. That's what I'm saying. He would have been on his best behavior just like he was at Michigan State. He knows how to act. And he definitely was on his best behavior when he tried to play in that spring game for the football team playing tight end. It was cornerbacks handling him. He couldn't even get off the line.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I just, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I think maybe Cowherd had something to do with that because, you know, the volume is Colin Cowherd's podcast network, and he's always caping up for Dre on his show. And so maybe he had something to do with that. Like, hey, you know, go in there and make it sound good and all that. But I mean, what irritates me about stuff like that is because you playing me like you think I'm stupid. And I'm not really a big fan of people doing that, you know? And it's frustrating. It really is frustrating because I'm not stupid. And I think there's a lot of stupid people out there, but I also think that there's a lot of people who's like, come on, man, that's too much.
I like what Sneed said, man. Master of custodial arts, and I don't know what that actually means, but it sounds like it means what I've called him before. I said that he has. I actually said this about LeBron, but I said about Draymond too. I said he's majored in the minors, and when I say minor, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not points. That's the major stuff. But right. The minor things that you got to do, you know, yeah. Rebound, defense, toughness, you know, those are things you pay a Charles Oakley to do, mm-hmm. right? But Draymond Green is getting Paul George money.
He sure is.
Right, he's getting Paul George money. Paul George puts the ball in the hole. You know, Paul George can lead a team as a number one or a number two, at the very least a number two. Draymond Green cannot lead your team as a number one or a number two. He can't lead your team, period. He's a side piece or a side dish. He can't be the main course. Yeah, I know custodian is janitor, but you know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know how you meant it. I don't know if you meant it that he's doing the minor work, but he's getting paid like he's doing the major work.
Mm. Yeah. So G says, and this was, he's a modern day Charles Oakley. G, I don't even think he's that. I don't see that because Charles Oakley was legitimately tough. And he legitimate Draymond don't even rebound like Charles Oakley. Now that said, I got a little technical issue there. You hear me, Mel?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. You just your camera just went off. But yeah, you were saying Charles Oakley is well, you know what? I will say if you take away the toughness part, okay, you say Charles Oakley is a real tough guy. Okay, cool. But as far as what they do on the court, I think Charles Oakley and Draymond Green do some very similar things for their team, except Charles Oakley was just a paint player and Draymond Green has point guard skills as far as his passing vision and ball handling. So that set him apart. So he's a mix of Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason. But I think Anthony Mason can score better than him, though.
Here's my thing, though. I think obviously Draymond is a better ball handler, and to G's point here, he can run an offense, and Oakley couldn't do that. But in terms of, I think Oakley is just as good a defender. I think Draymond is an overrated defender because of the era that he plays in. So when he talks about himself as being the best defender of all time, I'm like, man, you must be crazy. But I think Oakley is just as good a defender, a better defender. He's a better rebounder. Now, he can't pass like Draymond or run an offense. I totally get that. But he didn't have an oversized mouth. But, yeah, I think a lot of what Draymond gets is because of how blessed he was to get drafted into the situation into which he got drafted. And don't get me wrong, he has worked hard. But this is one of those guys that is going to end up in the Hall of Fame that I clearly don't believe deserves it. But the Basketball Hall of Fame is the worst in all of the major sports. That thing is.
Yeah, they're already saying he gonna get there. They already calling him a Hall of Famer.
I mean, he got four chips and he was an important contributor in all four of them. So I mean, you know, he's been to the finals what, six times, four championships. So
yeah.
Yeah, so that is what that is. But yeah, just to kind of put a bow on that, I think it's absolutely absurd that anybody would believe this nonsense that he just went on his podcast and told us. That was really disturbing. But you know what? If he was real with it, then we'll see if he can make it through the playoffs without doing anything stupid.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.